Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I am Matt Micucci from the 2020 East Doc platform in Prague. I have one of the experts who were invited at the platform, and she will be talking about what she's doing here herself. Nikki Mosbuch, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Hello.
So, the first question is, as I understand it, you are here as an lending your editing expertise, and I know that you've experienced at least in the cinematography too, and perhaps you have worn many hats in previous work experiences, but I would love to just focus on the editing side of things, and I just wanted to ask with a very general question, whether you had a personal definition for the role of a film editor?
Well, my role is to find the film in the material. Let's say, like, I'm editing documentaries and also feature films, so it's totally different films, but the approach is always the same. I'm digging for the story. In the feature film, of course, there's the script, and they shoot the scenes, and you think, oh, it's easy. Editing it, sometimes it is, but not. You always have to find the right way to tell it.
Right. So obviously it's more than just putting shots together. When you say find the story is obviously a very vital part of a film, so it is a very important role for that. I believe that in the talk that you just had today, you did it, correct me if I'm wrong, focus specifically in the initial moments of any project, whether it be a documentary film or feature film. What was it?
No, it was not the initial, it's just the beginnings of the film. So what should the film tell you, or... I just showed four beginnings of documentaries I edited, and we analyzed it. Mm. And it comes that you have to show the elements with which you are making the film, and also that you say to the audience, this is what you get, and this and not more. And not, you shouldn't say you get more and you don't get it.
Why is it particularly important for the film to start in a correct way?
Yeah, in the beginning, you're totally open as the audience. You say, sit here and say, okay, what's it, what I'm watching? So you're open, and this is the good thing. You can tell everything.
Yeah.
Like, please sit and watch. We are not editing quick now. We are like having all, you see, long shots, for example. Yeah, and if you once get it, it's you accept it, you know. So this is why it's also very important. For example, yeah. Also dramaturgically, of course. Yeah, you should want. How does this go on? You know, to be neugierig. I don't know the word now. Curious.
Curious. Yeah. But would you also say that it's because we have so much content nowadays that it becomes even more crucial to have the right beginnings for people to become interested in what you're basically offering them with a particular project?
Yeah, I mean, I always, as I mean, this for documentaries are for cinema, so people go in and sit there and watch.
Right. Okay.
So that's different. It's not like this catchy thing. You have to catch them. But for me, it's important. Not this catchy thing.
No, it's not. It's not important to just catch them because there's too much.
I mean,
content.
Different. I mean, for television, they always say, "Oh, you should be quick. You know, you should be and blah blah blah." But that's not true. I mean, it should be good.
You know, it should be good, not quick.
That's it. Genau, that's it. Yeah. Should be
quality.
Good, is it? Quality and interesting, you know? And it should concern you when you watch it. So, what's that?
Yeah.
You know?
So when you talk about documentaries, for example, you said there that you had four examples that you showed today, right? For example, would you be able to tell me more about one or more of the pieces that you showed and why they were good quality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my first film was Earth from Nicolas Geierhalter.
Okay.
It was a big documentary. It's on 66 festivals worldwide and very well known. It was a good editing work, and the process when you decide. We decided, okay, we had these episodes one after the other, which one to start with, what should we put in the front that everyone knows what the film is about, so that the idea came we should write something in the first picture, that the humankind is the most geological factor in moving Earth, more than nature by himself. So that was important to say in the beginning. Also, like leaving the pictures long and feeling the machines driving, but also having scenes or also interviews which are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, is this strange or funny? So, yeah.
Are you at all... perhaps influenced by music or rhythm in a musical sense? Do you feel that editing has to have a rhythm, like in music, you know?
It has, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but you find the rhythm of the film while editing it.
Oh, while editing. You find it while editing. That's important, I feel, to say.
And also you see the material and feel the material, what does it want, and...
So sometimes it requires some work to find the rhythm, perhaps. It's not
of
like
course,
right
of
away.
Course. No.
So I wanted to ask you to wrap it up. We're here at EDP, but you didn't just give a talk. You will also be doing other things throughout the event. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
What else are you sort of involved in, just to give an idea?
Yeah, we had the group sessions. So there are some directors, directresses from... I don't know, Eastern Europe, maybe, mainly.
Yeah, mainly, yeah.
Who pitched their projects, and they had this ex-oriente kind of workshop during the whole year. And now it's the last part of it, where they really pitch, and at the end of this week. And I'm here to ask stupid questions or to...
challenge them, maybe, in a way.
Yeah, or say something, what in my opinion is. And they also do teasers and trailers to show, so also I can tell them something, maybe.
Right, because obviously, of course, a trailer also has to be interesting, right?
That's true.
Well, it was a pleasure talking with you. Thanks very much for taking the time and talking with us. It was a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.